Describe a rule that is important in your school or at work.
What kinds of rules do people need to follow in public places? Apart from following our country's official laws, there are many unspoken rules that everyone should follow in public places. This is basic etiquette and includes things like behaving safely, not disturbing others, wearing appropriate clothing, cleaning up after yourself, and being polite and courteous with others. For example, on the subway, it's not cool to blast your music loudly and disturb others who might be trying to chill. And in places like malls or train stations, it's essential to refrain from smoking, as nobody enjoys being exposed to unhealthy secondhand smoke. Overall, conducting yourself with respect and consideration is the expected behavior for anyone in a public setting. These timeless principles of etiquette apply to everyone in any country. What rules should people follow when using public transport? I think there are several rules people should follow. The first one is to pay for your ticket. This might mean simply scanning your card or a code and paying as you get on a train or bus. But it's a very important thing anyone should do first. Besides, you might often hear, "Please sit and hold on tight," during the ride. So that's another important rule. Standing is generally not advisable, unless you have something to hold on to, as it's easy to lose balance. Finally, I think people should be quiet. After a long day, no one wants to be disturbed by loud conversations or music. I think the best way is for people to put their headphones in, sit down, and be quiet. How do you feel about people using their smartphones while on public transport? I feel like if you're just scrolling through news or reading a novel on your phone, that's totally fine because it doesn't bother anyone else. But a lot of people use their phones to blast noise, and that's a real issue. Actually, I think most people feel this way. In certain countries, people don't care about making noise, and some people will watch a video or movie on their phone without headphones. It's incredibly disturbing to the other passengers who might want to sleep or just relax without any noise. I think there should be a rule about this so that people respect others while traveling on public transport. Should kids be taught to follow rules? Of course they should. Everyone who lives on Earth needs to know the basic rules. These include things like being polite to others, not making noise in public, listening if someone talks to you, and so on. Then there are rules like road rules and rules for using public places, like parks and swimming pools. All places have their rules, and I think it's important that children learn to follow them. The main aim is to teach them how to be respectful to others while also keeping kids and all people safe. That said, it's not always easy. For example, at most swimming pools, the rule is to not run, because there is a risk that you could slip, fall, and hurt yourself. However, children can get very excited and ignore these rules. So it's important for parents and also the people who work at the swimming pool to remind kids of these rules. Is it common for parents in China to insist that their children follow rules? It is common for parents from China to make sure their children follow the rules. I think this is normal to teach them the basic things they need to learn. Some parents, however, are particularly strict, and the child may be punished if they don't follow the rules. For example, if a child doesn't do their homework, a parent may tell them that they cannot use their iPad for a couple of days as punishment. In public, many parents insist that their children behave, be quiet, and so on. I think this is important, but as they're children, it may be hard for them to understand why. What rules should children follow at home in your country? Children should follow basic rules of showing respect to others, especially their elders. For example, it's not considered acceptable in Chinese families for children to shout loudly at their parents or grandparents, as it's seen as a sign of disrespect towards older family members. Likewise, it's a widely observed rule not to place chopsticks upright in a bowl of rice, as it's viewed as a form of disrespect to deceased ancestors, and is considered taboo in many households. There are other rules as well, such as completing homework before bedtime and washing hands before meals. Sometimes these rules can be confusing for children, and they may need to make mistakes and face consequences to fully grasp their significance. On what occasions can children be forgiven if they don't follow some rules? I think most children can be forgiven for not always following the rules. They're pretty new to how society works and need time to get the hang of all these rules. So if they're a bit loud in public or run when they should walk or even get into some light trouble like pushing someone in their classroom, they deserve forgiveness. This is because they are young and still learning, and most importantly, their brains have not fully developed. So some children have the capacity to be aware of what they're doing, but others don't. All we need to do is give them time and patiently teach them. What are the reasons that cause people to break rules? There are lots of reasons why someone might break the rules. Some people don't like the feeling of being controlled, so they rebel. Some people may be in a desperate situation. For example, someone could steal food to avoid starving. Other people may be under pressure from their peer group and break the rules in order to fit in. There are also some people out there who are just plain selfish. They break the rules because they believe they are above others and that the rules don't apply to them. When people break rules, how would they be punished in your country? It depends on the severity of the rules people break. If someone murders someone, for example, they will likely face a life sentence in prison. If it's something less serious, like going through a red traffic light, you might get a ticket or lose some points from your driver's license. But when it comes to smaller things like dropping litter or cutting in line, most of the time people don't get in trouble unless there are people watching, like at some tourist spots. In those cases, you might get slapped with a fine if you're caught littering. To be honest, I think our punishment system is a bit too easy on people, and that's why some people don't take the rules seriously. To make our cities better, we probably need tougher punishments. Take Singapore as an example. They can charge you a big fine if you spit in public, and that's one reason why it's so clean there. 雅思过过过，淘宝店铺原创。